on Thursday, next Thursday, there is a big event going on in the Triangle to help out the arts industry. If you have not heard yet, it is Big Night In for the Arts. It's going to be airing on WRAL, and it is a massive partnership between Orange County, Chatham County, Wake, and Durham to raise some money to help out the arts community that is so important to us. Joining me to talk about this today in studio is Katie Murray, who is the director of the Orange County Arts Commission, as well as Cheryl Chambly, who is the executive director of the Chatham Arts Council. Katie and Cheryl, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us about this big event coming up next week.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, indeed.
So, Katie, this sounds like it was a pretty big undertaking. Not only are you getting four arts councils together, you're airing it live on WRAL, you're having some major musical guests coming in. How did all of this happen? What was the inspiration?
You know, I think Charles, who is the director of United Arts of Raleigh-Wake County, originally came up with the idea and pitched it to us. And, you know, we all just felt like by combining efforts, we could have such a larger impact than if we were all to go at it alone. And we think that this is the first time the entire Triangle has partnered on a fundraising event like this. And, you know, with the pandemic and the impact on the arts economy and industry, there's really been no better time for us all to kind of combine the resources and connections that we have and try to raise a whole bunch of money.
Absolutely. Cheryl, can you talk a little bit about what some of the impact you've seen in the Chatham County community has been on the arts community?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we have been working with in Chatham County is the Chatham Artist and Arts Worker Relief Effort. And I know that each of the counties has their own version of that. And that work has been really deep heart work for us, because seeing individual artists come in with their applications, letting us know what their emergency needs are, because gigs have been canceled for now a year. When you lose your income for a year, it's no joke, and especially for folks who didn't have a lot of margin to begin with. So that's been some deep heart work, I think, for all of us. And there's the individual artists, and then there's the arts organizations who are also deeply impacted.
Absolutely. Who is supporting it beyond these four arts councils? I'm sure, again, it takes a lot to get something like this together. Who are some of the community partners helping make it happen so far?
Oh my gosh. Well, first and foremost, the sponsors. We've I think hit almost 300,000 raised already. And I don't know the total number of sponsors, but it is a lot.
I think we're edging up over 100 sponsors at this point. That's both corporate and individual sponsors.
So that has been huge, but you know, we've also had to tap into our local arts communities as well. You know, whether it's been to ask for appeals, you know, that we can share during the broadcast or share on social media leading up to the event, or just asking them for footage that we're going to be showing during the event. So it really has, like, there's no way that we could have done this just on our own as the four arts councils. We've had to rely on our arts community to help us put this together.
It makes a lot of sense. And isn't that the case with everything that's been going on in the middle of this pandemic? We're speaking with Katie Murray, who is the director for Orange County Arts Commission, and Cheryl Chambly, the executive director for the Chatham Arts Council. We're talking about Big Night In for the Arts, which is going to be held a week from yesterday, Thursday, March 11th. It's a change in time. 6:30 p.m. is now going to be the start time, according to WRAL. But we're excited for folks to tune in. And Cheryl, this is going to help the artists both now and also in the recovery period as we continue to see folks go from the pandemic. We've been talking all this week about hitting 1 year since that first case was reported in North Carolina. But when people hear art relief efforts, what is this funding going to go to in terms of the community artists that, as you said, have been coming in looking for support?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there are a few things that we're looking at. It's arts programming, and so that's definitely out in the community. It's arts organizations, it's arts councils' own programming as well. Then there are also the artists and arts organization relief effort, that's going to continue, right? So those dollars for emergency support, that's going to continue. And then also initiatives for equity in the arts. All of those things are going to be part of what these dollars go toward.
Makes sense. And as you said, lots of fundraising already happening. But again, people tuning in, that's going to be when the main drive is. Katie, can you provide a little bit of preview of what people can expect when they tune into WRAL next Thursday night?
Yeah. And just for a little clarity, at 6:30 is going to be our digital preview party.
Okay.
So that will be from 6:30 to 7, and it is being hosted by RDU on Stage. And so folks can either tune in to their Facebook page or United Arts Council of Raleigh-Wake County, their Facebook page or YouTube page. So three ways to watch that.
Got it.
And then at 7 o'clock is when the main show begins. And we, of course, have our headliners, Mandolin Orange representing Orange County, Mike Wiley representing Chatham. Mm-hmm. We have Scotty McCreary and Ariana DuBose representing Wake. And Branford Marsalis representing Durham. So we will see performances by our headliners, and then we will also see some cameos by other local artists in our communities. We'll see a few little highlight vignettes on each of our arts councils and the programs that we do that are kind of unique to us. So it's going to be a lot of information crammed into 1 hour for sure. I don't know how WRAL is, and we've sent them so much stuff. I don't know how they're going to make it all fit into 1 hour, but they're amazing.
They're working some magic. They really are.
Yeah.
I mean, this lineup of performers is incredible. I mean,
Absolutely.
These are some stunning performances that we're going to get to see. I'm so excited for that all to be in one spot. And then we'll also have Marcel Paknowski doing visual art during the performance
as
well.
Oh, very nice.
We're excited about that too.
Yeah.
Lots of different things that you can expect. And I'm thrilled by the musical performances. It's going to be a real who's who when you tune in to Big Night In for the Arts next Thursday at 7 p.m. on WRAL, and lots of preview coverage beginning at 6:30 p.m. Once again, we're speaking with Katie Murray, the Orange County Arts Commission Director, and Cheryl Chambly, the Executive Director for the Chatham Arts Council. We've got to begin to wrap up here, but this is, again, all going to fund artist support here. What are some of the ways that people can donate when they tune into the telecast, Cheryl?
I am so glad you asked. Thank you. So there are a few different ways that you can give. You can make an online donation at bignightin.org. That is bignightin.org. And you can do that right now if you want to. Another thing you could do anytime between right now and the event is you can text the word ARTS, A-R-T-S, to 919-869-1015. And then during the broadcast, you can do the old school phone in and make a gift. And you can
All
do
right.
that anytime between 5 and 9.
All right. So tons of ways that people mm-hmm. can get involved. Once again, bignightin.org, the website to go to if you're looking for the online donation part. And then everything that Cheryl said, so many different options here. Once again, this interview is being made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. And Katie, I want to give you some time. Is there anything that the commission is doing in terms of upcoming projects that you want to let the community know about and keep their eyes peeled for?
Well, Big Night In is dominating my life right now. So, but no, actually, we have a lot of other things going on. Most notably, coming up at the end of this month, we are partnering with the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition and the Arts Center to commission a new work by Sonny Kelly, who is an actor and writer, and he is just a phenomenal talent. And he is creating a production that is centered around the history of racial violence, both here locally in Orange County and then some of the more recent national events that have happened. So we will be airing that live at 2 p.m. on March 27th, and then it'll be streaming after that. So We're excited about that. That's a really important project that I know I'm very proud to be a part of.
He is an incredible performer, so that should be very fun. But of course, as you mentioned, it will be next week that the Big Night In for the Arts is going to be airing on WRAL once again at 7 p.m. And Katie Murray, Cheryl Chamblee, thanks so much for stopping by to talk to us more about the Big Night In. We're excited to see how it goes next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.